The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production. Gabby.
Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Big, major day. All right, let me put my heels on. Hold on. Where are my heels at? Okay, hang on, grabbing my heels. Let's put on my special white boots for you today. Okay, got my white boots. I've got my deck. Here we go. It wouldn't be a real Dear Gabby without my white boots or a pair of boots or something like that. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's pick a card. We're going to pick a card to start our show. And I actually opened to a card, but no, I don't feel that that's our card. I'm going to pick one completely randomly, turning them upside down, picking a card from the universe has your back deck, getting us all sorted and organized here. You guys. We get this card so much. When I think I've surrendered, I surrender more. When I think I've surrendered, I surrender more. I cannot think of a better card to start with. I believe that all of the work that we've been doing here on this show today and all the future iterations of Dear Gabby are going to provide people with the opportunity for a daily surrender. And remember, as we say, surrender isn't giving up, surrender is giving over. So don't give yourself the, oh no, Gabby's telling me to give it all up and turn it over. Then I don't know what that means. And it's so difficult. The key to surrender and the key to living a spiritual life is to forget what you think you need and to really realign and remember that there is a divine guidance around you. And when you tune into the energy of joy, and when you focus on what is thriving in your life, and when you seek solutions rather than problems, you are in a surrendered state. Surrender is far less difficult than we make it. And it's our job as people on a path of personal growth and spiritual awakening in whatever form that comes for you, it's our job to stay grounded and landed in what it means to connect and align on a moment-to-moment basis. And remember, I've said to you guys over and over again, and I'll continue to say this as this show develops, that it doesn't matter how perfect a spiritual student you are. What matters most is your comeback rate. How quickly can you come back to that surrendered state? How quickly can you return to that place of peace within you? This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. So much of what happens here on Dear Gabby is that we start to tap into some of the deeper parts of ourselves, parts of us that might not be fully resolved yet. And often, sometimes my response to people on Dear Gabby is, let me suggest that you go deeper with your therapeutic work or find a professional. And that's why I'm really thrilled today to let you know that this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. So if you're listening to a Dear Gabby and something activates you or you feel triggered, this is your opportunity to go and seek that guidance within 48 hours and have some support. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions or send a private message to your counselor at any time. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect in a safe and private online environment. There's no need to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can see a therapist right from the comfort of your own home and quickly, which is really important because when you've got stuff that's coming up, you want to get help. And best of all, BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available, which I really want to emphasize. They have licensed counselors who are specialized for depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, LGBTQ matters, self-esteem, and so much more. BetterHelp is professional, it's affordable, it's convenient, and anything you share is confidential. I really, really, really want to recommend this. So many of you have a lot up right now, and we all need support. I've been in therapy for 15 years. It has saved my life. It has given me life. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/deargabby. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearGabby, DearGabby. So that's our riff to begin with. When I think I've surrendered, I surrender more. I'm going to carry this through line throughout the rest of our show, and I'm really pumped. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go, here we go. Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
Hi, Gabby. I've been on your IG Live before. I freaking need this right now. My son's watching Peppa Pig, and I was like, I'm going to get to talk to her.
We all need a little Peppa in our life. Peppa is like my other babysitter, so we can say thank you to Peppa, right?
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to lay it out there. I pulled one of your Oracle cards today, and it aligned with me. So I am in a conflict right now with my business, and I feel my inner child coming out. I feel like I'm being torn in between people, and I'm having a really hard time making a decision for myself. I have this fear of hurting people's feelings. So I'm having a really hard time aligning with what is best for me. And I feel like I don't know. I feel like I'm not being authentic. I feel like I'm a little bit scattered everywhere, and it's taking away a lot of my power and a lot of my energy. And I'm getting all the signs I need, and I keep ignoring them because I'm afraid of taking personal responsibility and making a decision and hurting someone.
So how do we make big decisions without hurting someone else or without being afraid of hurting somebody else? Here is my Gabby kicking the ass for you, my sweet, as you sit in your gym with your kid on Peppa. Here we go. Here's the deal. When we are not radically honest with people, we are doing a major disservice to them. Radical honesty, the willingness and the bravery to disappoint, is actually one of the greatest gifts we can give others. Because when we are making big decisions in our life, and if those big decisions come out with any form of insecurity or a need to help somebody else or a worry that we're going to disappoint, we will not make the right decision for ourselves. And ultimately, babe, you know what's up. You are going to be so pissed. You are going to carry a resentment, and you will then go from the feeling of being afraid to hurt them to a feeling of wanting to harm them because you'll be so resentful of them, not wanting to harm them. But it turns the corner. Then you start to resent them for holding you back from what is of your highest and best. So my prayer for you right now is that you start to open up to radical honesty. So let's talk about what radical honesty could look like. It's coming to somebody with love, compassion, and humility and saying, listen, I know that this might disappoint you, but I'm feeling really called to make this decision for myself. It feels like the right move. I'm terrified. And what's holding me back most is my fear of disappointing you. But I'm sure you can understand that this is a big vision for me. And I don't want to bring any negativity towards it. I want to make sure that it's clean. I want to make sure I bring it to life in the best way possible. If you come to somebody with that energy and that authenticity and that love and that truth, there's no denying it. No one can deny your truth. Radical honesty, coming to the table with all that you got, all of your truth, all of your authentic power. Because our true power lies in our ability to tell the truth. I have learned this the hard way. I spent years trying not to disappoint people or piss people off, mm-hmm. and ultimately wound up working with people way too long or wound up making other people miserable because we weren't actually getting to the point of where we needed to be in the relationship or whatever, whatever, whatever. If you can just come out with it from the get-go, and this is actually something we practice now at my company. We're starting to implement weekly radical honesty to each other. And that's not just the executive team to the employees. This is a conversation of everybody back and forth. Being able to come with their clarity and their truth. So it starts to, it's a habit. It's a new muscle that you have to develop. But I want you to start now, today.
Thank you.
Here's the thing about Dear Gabby. We don't waste time on this show, okay? So I want you to start today, baby. I want you to get that kid on his Peppa. And I want you to then go over and make that radical moment of truth come forward through you. Are you with me on that?
I'm with you. Thank you so much. Sending you so much love. And I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. I love you, sweetheart. Welcome back to the show. So awesome. So awesome. So awesome. Who is my next Dear Gabby?
Hello. My name is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. What's going down, girlfriend?
Oh, not a whole lot. Well, actually, quite a bit. I'm still in PJs, so please excuse me.
I really like when you guys are in your pajamas. Okay, baby. So talk to me.
So I think I am just experiencing... I did the manifesting challenge. I'm now trying to make it every day, that sort of thing. But I'm up against a block about where to go next. It's having that faith and letting go. And I don't know how to let go.
I don't know how to let go. Boom, boom, boom. Here we go. Okay. I don't know how to let go. I'm up against what's next.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Big language there. I'm up against what's next. I don't know how to let go. We hold on to and control our circumstances for one reason. We want to feel safe. Our desperate, underlying, deep-rooted need to feel safe and secure. Therefore, making big decisions, knowing what's next, taking a leap, even contemplating something different is so frightening to us. Because it feels outside of our comfort zone. It feels outside of our own innate ability to keep ourselves protected and safe. Does that resonate with you?
It does. You know, I can jump into things, but then it's like, okay, I've done it. All right, then you back off.
So you jump in and jump out. Is that your story? You jump in and jump out. Yep. Okay. So it's very, I almost want you to hold this vision of when we talk about we don't take the leap or we don't have the bravery to take that next right action or to know how to let go because we are afraid of not feeling safe in that experience, in that change. And so this image that you've described of one foot in, one foot out, one foot in, one foot out, it's like a toddler, right? Like, should I go there or should I not go there? And that is because of these inner parts of ourselves, the child parts of ourselves that are so terrified to step outside our comfort zone to create or establish change. So what I want you to do is I want you to practice what I teach in my book, Super Attractor, which is the spiritually aligned action method. Before you make any change, before you let go in any form, and that's really what this is about, letting go, correct? I just want to make sure I'm tracking with you. Okay. Letting go to do something new, letting go to change your behavior, letting go to release somebody and forgive them so that you can be free, letting go of the stronghold that you have established on others requires a connection to your spiritual faith, a connection to a safety within yourself. So how do we establish that semblance of safety in order to take that action? First, we want to recognize that we desire this change and that that desire is okay, right? You have this desire to do something different. Yes?
Yes.
You with me? And there's definitely a voice in the back of your mind saying what? What's the voice in the back of your mind saying?
You mean to change?
The part that does not want to let go.
It's all the what ifs. Like if you do this, this will happen. And it can be catastrophic. It can be good. It's just what if. It's like if you.
So the what if. Right. So I want you to begin to open up to the desire to change no matter what. Okay. That no matter what, I will be okay. No matter what, I will be okay. really getting into your spiritual faith in whatever form that comes for you. Because when we want to take a leap, when we want to create change, there's always going to be the potential for vulnerability or the potential for failure or the potential for some kind of thing to go wrong in our worldly sense. But when we enter that change and that letting go and that new direction with an attitude of no matter what, this is in the pursuit of love. This is in the pursuit of good. This is in the pursuit of joy. Then you can let go of the what ifs and be in the what is, which is I am here to do something that is in the service of love. The whole way we can get out of that feeling of being unsafe and into a feeling of groundedness and security and safety as we make a change or make a leap or do something new is to recognize and identify that this desire being fulfilled will bring more joy into your life and therefore bring more joy to the world. And so that energetic intention of taking an action from a place of service and love is what I called spiritually aligned action. Not making a move unless you're grounded in that place. Because right now you're not making any move because you're in the what ifs. Mm-hmm. But what if there's no wrong or right? What if it's all just about you letting this loving change move through you?
I like it. I needed to hear that.
Girl, take all the pressure off. This is only about letting this loving change, this loving expression of yourself to move through you and make all your decisions from that place and you will never fail. Ever.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Girlfriend, you're awesome. Thank you for being on the show. Oh my God.
Okay.
Let's get the next one in here. Who's next?
How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. Where are you in the world?
I'm in the UK, actually.
I figured it was like dark looking outside.
It's dark. Yeah. I know. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. It's not lighter.
It's okay. I like the truth of where you are. Okay. So talk to me. What's going on?
Lots of time to do some reflection. And so I'm so glad that I'm able to talk to you because the last couple of days, what has been coming up for me is, you know, I've done a lot of inner work. And with that, I feel like I have placed a lot of judgment on some thoughts that I have deemed good and some thoughts I've deemed bad. And, you know, you talk to the other person about radical honesty with others, but I really want to talk about radical honesty within myself.
Okay.
Because what I think happens is that I'm not completely honest with myself, with feeling different things that are coming up, and I skirt by them because I'm like, oh, no, like, you know, my higher self, you know, that's not, you know, I know the bigger picture of everything and I shouldn't be feeling that way. And I try to go to, you know, my higher power quickly. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm skirting and trying to convince myself not to feel a certain way. And in that way, I'm not being honest with myself. So I would love your guidance on that.
Here we go. A lot of people in the spiritual space or personal growth folks get into this story of like, I can't have bad feelings or I'll manifest bad things. Hell no. Actually, when we fully process and allow ourselves to experience what we're feeling, particularly in the moment, that actually is what we can establish as resilience. Our greatest capacity to live as super attractors and manifestors and to attract more into our life is to have the ability to experience uncomfortable feelings, allow them to move through us, forgive ourselves for whatever's coming up, be present with our emotions and be resilient in the relief. So it's quite the opposite. This avoiding the feeling only actually perpetuates the feeling. What we resist will persist, is what Freud said. What we resist will persist. So my prayer for you is that you can start to open up your willingness to, in the moment, for 90 seconds, feel into that feeling, whatever it might be. And this is actually something that I did in my first book, Add More Ink to Your Life. I had a method called the 3 R's. I haven't taught this in like 11 years. Okay, here it is. Recognize, record, release. So recognize the feeling and the thoughts that go along with it and then write it down. Just, you know, give it some voice. Okay, right now I'm feeling this way. And then release it. Really just be in the presence of the feeling of it so that it can be transformed. So the releasing step is about breathing in for 90 seconds, breathing into the feeling, being present with the feeling. You might even want to do one of the holds that I've given you guys, the right hand on your heart, the left hand on your belly, which really establishes safety. And breathe into that feeling. And on the exhale, you let it go. And you breathe deeply into that feeling. And on the exhale, you let it go. And you just give yourself that full-bodied permission to feel into that feeling. And so the practice that I'm suggesting here is totally the opposite of the way we've been brought up, right? We got to move on, get over it, don't feel it, ignore it. But I want you to recognize, record, and release. And this is going to give you such a great presence of resilience. It's going to get you back into the flow of whatever it is that you were creating or whatever it was that you were happy about earlier. And it'll help you move through these big feelings without shutting them down. Big feelings are beautiful. Big feelings are good. Big feelings are necessary. Don't stop them. Don't shut them down. Okay?
Love that. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin in the UK. So good to be with you.
You too.
This summer, get the most out of your travels abroad by learning the language of your destination with Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. From ordering in restaurants or asking for directions to gaining a deeper understanding of the culture, Babbel makes the whole process of learning a new language addictively fun and easy. With bite-sized lessons you can actually use in the real world, Babbel is a can't-miss travel essential. I chose Spanish to learn because I've always wanted to speak Spanish. I have a dream of being able to be bilingual and give a talk in another language. And so Spanish was the language I chose. I also have a little background in Spanish because I was studying it in high school. So it's not like I'm completely starting with no information here. But unlike the infamous language classes you took in high school, Babbel designs their courses with practical real-world conversations in mind, things you'll get to use every single day. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it easy and perfect to learn a new language on the go. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent, which is so freaking cool. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel, in addition to lessons you can access, podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to babbel.com and use the promo code Dear Gabby. That's BABBEL.com code DEARGABBY for an extra 3 months free. Who's next? Hey, hey, hello.
Hey, this is weird. Totally. Oh. I'm like caught off guard. So what do you do when you need to get uncomfortable to keep growing? So I'm like trying to grow in my business, but obviously there are things, it brings up a lot of your crap when you're trying to like do your own thing. So what advice, thoughts do you have about that? And like doing the things you know you need to do, but that it brings up a lot of your insecurities and all of that.
Growth is uncomfortable because when we're growing, we're being challenged to step into a unrecognized part of who we are, mm-hmm. or a part of us that hasn't been fully brought to life yet. And that part of us is absolutely the magnificence of who we are. And there's a part of us that believes that. But there's also this real wild conversation happening over here with all these other stories of saying, no. That's not who I am. That's too good to be true. How dare I grow into that greatness? Absolutely not. And so that's where the growing pains happen. Mm-hmm. But when we really feel that call to step into our light, to step into our truth, we have to be brave enough to wonder what it will take to get there. That bravery pays off, baby. Sometimes it's painful to grow. Sometimes it's painful to step into our greatness. Often it is, because And I see that's very resonating, really resonant for you. Thank you for taking that in deeply. Yeah. And in fact, your tears right now and your experience of this says to me that you are not willing to deny that part of you that wants to step out and be great and be in this newness that is you. I feel it. I can feel it through the screen. Great work. So we're clear right now that, oh, this is what I got to do. And sometimes when that heartstring is pulled so tightly to step in and step out, and we can no longer dance around the perimeter of who we are here to be, but we have to dive in fully and completely, that is the moment when the greatest change can occur. Because you're hitting this edge of who can I be, this edge of what is possible. And the voice of what is possible is much louder than the voice of fear. You actually came on the show today for me to remind you that you can't say no to that voice. And that it's time to be brave enough to wonder. And sometimes you just need some Dear Gabby love and a kick in the ass to really be given permission to jump.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you for your authentic truth. Go step out and be big and take risks.
Will do. Thank you.
Go, girl. Go, girl. What a beautiful one. All right. Who do we have next here on Dear Gabby? Oh, hello.
Gabby.
Hi, sweetheart. What's your name?
Delia.
Delia, where are you in the world?
I am in Rhode Island.
Hi, Delia in Rhode Island. What's going on?
I'm so happy that I'm here and that you were able to pick me. I've been waiting for this moment. During this pandemic, I have really started to read your books and listen to you and be on Dear Gabby. And you have brought so much to me. But I think one thing that I've struggled, I'm so nervous, I'm so sorry, is how do you, I think I have an idea, but I still struggled with that self-worth, that value. It's like I know, but something deep down on me still struggled with knowing that I am worthy.
Okay. So you're struggling with worthiness, which is a topic that's come up on this show many times. And our feelings of inadequacy and unlovability and unworthiness are all child parts. They're all from the ancient wounded stories from our past. So the first step is to just be in acceptance of that. All right, this is old stuff coming up again. And what I often say is, it will keep coming up until you show up for it. So showing up for those old fear-based limiting belief systems from our history can come in many forms. It can come through you're reading my books and you're practicing the principles in those books. It can come through therapeutic practices. It can come through inner child work. There's so many different pathways to healing those stories. But the answer is simple. It's a direct answer. It's not necessarily a simple path, but it's a direct answer. The only way to heal the feelings of unworthiness in the present are to heal the feelings of unworthiness from the past. Because really all you're doing is just taking those past feelings of unworthiness and just repurposing them and replaying them in this present moment. So this isn't about how do I make myself better right now? It's about how do I heal the little girl who doesn't feel worthy. So I want to open you up to the creative possibilities for receiving that healing. Because I'm not a therapist, because this show is a spiritual show, it's a personal growth show, but it's also, we go fast, we get into it, we go right to big talk, we don't get into the deep, 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 deeper core traumatic wounds here on this show, but we can talk about them. We can talk about the fact that we've all got stuff that is up, that keeps coming up. And what we can do together in this community is open up to the creative possibilities for growth and change. So anyone that's watching or listening that's in this same place of feeling unworthy, the best step is to say this prayer with me right now. I pray for creative possibilities for growth, healing, and worthiness. And when you say that prayer, I pray for creative possibilities for growth, healing, and worthiness, what's happening is you're telling the universe, I'm ready to change and I welcome help. And when we open up that invitation, we actually awaken our consciousness to start to pay closer attention to the support systems that are around us, to the possibilities for greater growth and change. And those support systems come in many forms. So it might be a therapist, it might be a yoga teacher, it might be a book, it might be this episode of Dear Gabby, it might be that you are one day led to another episode of Dear Gabby, and all the different ways that we can receive new information. But I want you to open up to it, and I want you to pray for it right now. And then I want you to show up when it comes to you. You got me?
I do.
This was your first step. This was your first step. This was your first step.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby. You're so welcome. Gorgeous. Who's next? Hi, gorgeous. Where are you right now?
I'm in New Jersey.
Are you at home? Are you at work?
I'm temporarily transitioning. I've just bought a new home, so I'm living with my parents right now.
Right on. So you're in your current home as you move into your next home. Excellent. Good place to be right now. Very exciting. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. So one of my questions is, when you're trying to manifest and they say, like, just let it kind of come to you and, like, let go and live as if, I don't really know what that really means. I mean, I know, like, feeling as if, but how do you feel something when you've never had it or you've never experienced it? Like, how do I get out of my rational brain and get in more into my emotional brain?
Through a creative process. So how do you get out of your rational brain into more of an emotional brain? And how do you live as if? First begins with being in the creative development of what can be, and not necessarily feeling as if, but acting as if at first. Sometimes we have to actually embody the experience of what something could be, even if it hasn't come into form yet. And that's the power of co-creating with the universe to manifest. Because when we manifest, what it is within us that manifests is the energy. It's the feeling. So you're nailing it already. It's the feeling. It's not the words or the actions. But sometimes our actions can propel us into the feeling. So for instance, there was several years of my life where I was going through what they would call in the fertility space as infertility, which is F that, I have a 2-year-old son now. So anyone that's being told they're infertile, change that language. So going through that experience, I was at first super jealous watching all my friends get pregnant and seeing all the bumps and all the babies on Instagram. And I was just mad. And I was like, oh girl, that is not the energy that's going to manifest your baby. Mm-mm. And so instead, I decided to surround myself with the babies. I went and I hung out with my friends' children. I did creative projects with the little ones. I was around these babies because being in their presence allowed me to act as if, to embody that maternal nature, to be in the presence of a child and to feel what that feels like. Even now, as I've had a year of trying to conceive my second child, I've been doing the same thing with my son. Whenever I'm feeling like, oh, where's this other baby? I'm like, oh my God, go play with Oliver, right? Go be in the presence of what is. So whatever it is in your life, you can establish and cultivate the action of living it out, even if it's not fully there. So for instance, let's say you don't have a romantic partner yet, but that's what you want to attract into your life. You can go and create these inspiring, deep conversations with friends that light you up and make you feel so good. You can feel that romance and that spark by watching an inspirational show like this. There's no difference between that romantic spark and that inspired spiritual spark. So the more you cultivate that spiritual inspired spark, the more you dwell in the energy of romance. And so therefore, you start to get yourself into a vibrational state to attract more romance into your life. And really consciously check yourself, right? If you're out there and you're looking and you're judging or you're comparing or you're, why not me? That's when you want to really get into, well, what is thriving? How can I feel that feeling? How can I develop that presence? So a lot of people out there, they're like, I want to write a book, but everybody else has done it. It's like, well, just start writing. It is that simple. Just start writing. Start journaling. Start. Great question.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're so awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tia. Who do we have next on Dear Gabby? Hello. How are you?
Hi. okay, how are you? Thank you for picking me, Team Gabby.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Toronto. I love you, Canadians. That's the big theme on Dear Gabby. Everybody knows I love Canadians.
Yeah, and no, I love you too. Wish I could see you in person, but this is good.
You will.
I have so many questions for you, but I'll stick to the one that's been bothering me for a few years, which is about signs.
Okay.
It's like I can manifest the sign. I can see driftwood everywhere. And I get this hit, this rush, like, wow, I manifested a sign. I can see it. But there's no action behind the sign. And it's been like 4 years of hits and then lows and hits and then lows. And it's so hard to maintain a level, I guess, of enthusiasm without letting the cynicism. And I don't know what the signs are trying to say or what I'm asking anymore. I'm so mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just start by breaking this down for the newcomer, because I think a lot of people that are listening to this show for the first time may have randomly found us here. Maybe they haven't read my books. They don't know what it means to ask the universe for signs. So here goes. When you have a desire and you want confirmation that you are indeed on the right path or that it's coming or that you're doing the right thing or everything's on track, you can ask the universe for a sign. You can ask God, universe, spirit guides, whatever you believe in, angels. You can be very specific about your sign. So it could be a butterfly or it could be an angel wing or it could be an owl or a ladybug, something specific. And then what you really want to do is say, thank you, universe, for revealing to me that I'm on the right track or that this is on the way. But the thing is about asking for a sign, and you're going to typically get your sign. But the most important thing also for the newcomer is that if you don't get your sign, that's a sign too. But for you, Tamar, I want to be really clear that sometimes you'll get the confirmation that you are indeed being guided, that it's on the way, but it might not be on your timeline, baby.
Yeah,
the universe has a better plan than you.
Yeah, I have to be patient. I'm learning.
Well, part of the process of co-creating with the universe is patience. 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 When I'm in front of a live audience and I say patience, the whole audience is like, they get all mad at me like, I don't want to be patient. But the key to patience is to be in the presence of what is, in the joy of what is in this moment, in this experience, focusing on what's thriving right now. And there's a gorgeous quote from the metaphysical text, A Course in Miracles. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. Give yourself full permission to wait, to be present, and to believe and trust that the universe has your back. Because I'll tell you, honey, every time I thought something needed to be there sooner, when it came, I said, thank God it didn't come a day earlier.
Yeah. I'm trying not to give the universe deadlines. I'm trying to go with the flow. And when I don't try, when I say things off the cuff, I can manifest like that. But it seems that what I really, really, really want is blocked. And I'm trying to follow the signs that are telling me it's not blocked. It's just not ready.
The reason everything feels blocked is because you're trying.
Yeah.
Stop trying.
Stop trying.
And start thriving. Stop trying. And start being in the presence of what is up and working and thriving in the moment. And that might be something as simple as working from home now. And that's awesome because I don't have to get out of my pajamas, or I'm able to exercise at 4 o'clock, or I've made some new friendships in quarantine because I've met people online, or whatever. Or I'm on Dear Gabby right now. Dude.
This is amazing. Thank you so much for answering my question. It helps a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby.
Gabby.
Typically, children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar. Unhealthy chemicals can be in them, other gummy, junky, gross ingredients, and I would never feed that stuff to my kid. That's why I've chosen Hiya for my son's supplements, the pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin created by 2 dads tired of children's vitamins that cause more problems than they can solve. While most children's vitamins are filled with, get this, 5 grams of sugar and can cause a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with 0 sugar and 0 gummy junk. This is my favorite thing about this brand. Hiya is made from a blend of 12 farm fresh fruits and vegetables, supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals known to help support a healthy immune system, energy levels, brain function, mood, teeth, bones, and more. Hiya fills in the most common gaps in modern children's diets to provide the full body nourishment our children need. And having a yummy taste really helps them want it. I often say to Oliver, do you want your dessert? The best part is Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and sent straight to your door in a package families love, so parents can have one less thing to worry about. Hiya arrives straight to your door on a pediatrician recommended schedule. Your first month comes with a reusable glass bottle your kids can personalize with stickers. Then every month thereafter, Hiya sends no plastic refill pouches with vitamins that you can add into that beautiful bottle that you've already created, which means Hiya isn't just good for your kids, but it's also good for the environment. Also, they're manufactured in the United States with globally sourced ingredients, each selected for optimal bioavailability and absorption. We've worked out an exclusive offer with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamins. Dear Gabby listeners, receive 50% off. 50% off, people. To claim this deal, go to HiyaHealth.com/Gabby or enter the code Gabby at checkout. It's HiyaHealth.com/Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y. And get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Full discount applied at checkout. Who do we have next? Hello, we have a new lady here. Where are you in the world, my love? What's your name?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
You came into my life when I needed you the most, when I was probably at my breaking point in my life. And you led me to build myself into what I'm growing more and more to be as this spiritual individual of a woman. So thank you for that.
Mimi, you are so welcome.
My question. So again, I just started my journey about a year ago. And the one thing, I think some of the ladies have even touched on it, is when you focus, your mind sometimes does 80 different things. And you want it to stay consistent with that one track of positivity. How do you do it? How do you take all the talking out of your head? I mean, I meditate. I meditate to a lot of, I'm one of your members. I follow that part. But sometimes I feel like I'm 98% of the positivity. But sometimes you get that creeping in, that battle wants to go on. Is it something from the past?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby. So you're in my miracle membership. You're watching Dear Gabby. You're doing transformational work. I want to applaud you. And sometimes we have to get back to basics when it comes to reprogramming our thought systems. And that's where I will always come back to my method, the choose again method. I know you've heard it before because you've been watching Dear Gabby. I'm going to say it again and again and again and again and again so that everybody will really master this art of choosing again. The first step is notice that negative thought in the moment. Notice that thought. How does it make you feel? Boom. Okay. I've got a thought that I'm not good enough and it makes me feel anxious or it makes my stomach hurt, whatever that is. The second step is to forgive yourself for having the thought. And the moment that you forgive yourself for having that thought, you are no longer the thought. You forgive yourself for just having the thought and it no longer is who you think you are. So literally, I forgive myself for having this thought. It's just a thought I keep thinking. It's not who I am. And the third step, my love, is to choose again. And this is where you reach for the next best feeling thought so you can guide yourself out of that negative story and into a story that you believe in. And when you're choosing again, remember, you always want to reach for a thought that you believe in. So if you're in a story that's like, I'm in debt, I'm in doubt, you don't want to go, I'm in a millionaire today. You want to say, I have creative opportunities for earning. I have the internet. I can get on LinkedIn. There's different resources out there. I can drive an Uber for a while. Whatever it is that you need to say to yourself to guide your way out, to think your way out. That's the practice that I want you to master in your life. Master it. Have it become so second nature that in the moment you just choose again. I've practiced this so often that now I just, in the moment, I notice a negative thought. How does it make me feel? Okay, forgive myself for having that thought. Now, what can I think differently? And I just guide my way out and guide my way out. Boom.
That is so wonderful. Thank you. I do. I practice. I write in my journal every day. And again, I take the tips. And again, as I grow and grow, it just gets better and better. So thank you for that.
You're welcome, my love. You're so welcome. All right. Mimi, sending you off with love. Bring on Greg. Bring on Greg. I was meant to see your face. I needed some male energy here on my show. We are not ending it now. Hi, babes. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I didn't really mean to click that. I was typing and then, but
it was meant to be. I saw you and I got you back. Greg, where are you in the world?
I'm in Saskatoon.
I love you, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Can you believe I can say that?
Well, we had met. I'd been on the show like months and months ago.
Oh, yes, I remember. And I bragged about how I can say Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, yes.
I know. Greg, what's up, dude? How can I help you today?
I don't know. I guess like the feeling of being able to fully surrender. Like I've read your books. We talked about it last time, but I'm still just finding it tricky. You know, we're having things go on in life where family things are coming up or job losses or things like that. And it's making it hard to try and stay like fully forward on the path of like an artist when there's all this other uncertainty going on around us.
Got you. So you've been feeling like things are not working out the way you planned, and there's a lot of stuff going on around you that feels like obstacles. And so how do you surrender to that? Awesome question. You're not alone. This is a time of obstacles. We're living through some difficult stuff right now. This is no joke. It's real. So we can be totally in the truth of that at this moment, but we can't let it take us down. When we talk about surrendering, we want to surrender to faith, surrender to a faithfulness, to a inner belief system that allows us to stay in the confidence and resilience that we are indeed being guided, even when things are not working out for us. It's so easy to be surrendered and relaxed and trust in the guidance when everything's working out, right? It's like, oh yeah, everything's cool. I believe in the universe. The universe has my back. I'm a super attractor, right? But when things are not working out, our faith is tested. I gave you that prayer, that passage from A Course in Miracles. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. So the practice right now is to not try to fix things or try to get out of something or try to control anything, but instead it's to strengthen your faith one thought at a time. How do we strengthen our faith? We focus on what is working. We say nice things to ourselves. We have contemplative practices like meditation, breath work. We exercise, move our body. We allow ourselves to be in the creative possibilities, even if we can't see it yet. So allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to write about your big visions. Allow yourself to apply for those jobs that you think you may otherwise not get, or to do those creative endeavors that you otherwise think you may not be able to do. Give yourself permission to go for it, whatever it may be, even when it doesn't seem possible. Because it's in that place of faithfulness that we are the most conscious and aware of the support that is around us. But when we lose our faith, we block our connection to that universal support. We're always being guided. We are always being supported. The universe is always conspiring to guide us to what is of our highest and best, but we block it. We block it with our thoughts. We block it with our fears. And we really block it when things don't go well. We're like, oh, look there again. Universe doesn't have my back. Well, actually, the universe does have your back. Because if you just lost a job, am I getting the sense that you just lost a job recently, Greg?
I didn't, but my partner did. Yeah,
your partner lost their job. Great. Congratulations is what I say. I say congratulations because when something is removed, it's because something new has to be revealed.
Right.
So I want you to start saying thank you. When the shit hits the fan, guys, say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Clearly, I need to change, redirect, welcome something new, establish an unresolved part of myself, bring forth an unrecognized part of myself. Thank you. So let's actually end the show on that today. How can we take all of the struggles and all of the dramas in our life, and instead of being in the chaos and the worry, say thank you. Thank you for revealing to me the next right action towards what is of the highest and best for me and for the world. Greg, thank you, my love.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You were very much meant to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So I will close out this show now. On that note, Greg did a beautiful job for us. He reminded us that even when things aren't working out, that we have the capacity to be feeling great, because the key to attracting what we want into our life is simply to feel good. So even when things aren't working, do whatever it takes to get closer to that level of feeling good. When you lean towards joy, you will be led, and the support of the universe will be behind you. If this is new to people who are listening for the first time and it seems like a lot of spiritual mumbo jumbo, that's okay. Trust that you were guided here, especially if you're listening or watching now. You made it to the end. So you were guided here. This is an opportunity. This is an opening. This is a transformational moment in time where you can say, I am ready and willing to see things differently. When we say something like that, there has to be a better way. I'm willing to see things differently. The universe steps in. That's when we begin to open up invisible doors to endless possibilities. So this is the show. This is Dear Gabby. Welcome. It's awesome to be with everyone here. I'll see you next week, guys. I love you. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.